Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me today is Liz Gilger. She is the Communications Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. All week, we've been talking about the flood 2019 and people getting out and serving and praying. And I wanted to conclude this week talking to Liz. Liz, welcome to the Daily Spotlight.
Thanks, Karen. It's good to be here.
Well, there was quite a social media storm, a response to everything that we've been communicating about the flood. And that is so exciting to see God-fearing men and women, boys and girls, step up the plate and get involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Karen, thanks for letting me share today that I get to see the behind the scenes, how people were really engaged with this United Day of Prayer. So for the prayer points, because we created these prayer points based on the STRONG acronym for hashtag Nebraska Strong, we had over 67,000 engagements. And you have to keep in mind, for us, a good post is 5,000 engagements. We also had some incredible engagements with the blog post where we posted how people can volunteer, how they could donate. And that was an engagement of over 27,000. And when we combined all of our social media, we had an engagement of over 120,000 social media engagements. All of you got involved. You shared, you prayed, and you served.
That is so awesome. And this really came from a small prayer meeting. Once a month, we host the Capitol Prayer Walk, and we were praying when the floods started to unleash upon our state. And one of the pastors said, "Do you think our governor would call a day of prayer?" So we reached out to a governor. He said yes, and he had even a bigger vision. Governor Ricketts said, "I wonder if some of the surrounding states would do the same." So North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska's governors all issued a day of prayer, and collectively we prayed. You still have an opportunity to pray and serve. How can people find that information out, Liz?
Go to our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, and click on the 2019 flood tab.
God bless you. Let's continue to pray and serve.